Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Video games generally want to have your back. That's why they have tutorials and intro levels and tooltips. They don't want you to feel confused or off base. Most of the time. Sometimes you'll hit a point in a game where it decides it's had enough of being nice and throws everything it's got at you. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are 9 video games that used everything you'd learned against you. Number 9, Undertale. The name of the game here is Don't Fight, Be Nice. Undertale does let you decimate pretty much everything you come across in its monochrome pixely world if you want to, but there's another option that's not only often more effective at ending conflicts, it's less likely to make you feel like a really bad person. In every encounter, you have the choice to fight or act in various ways. Acting can ultimately result in having the option to spare your opponent. And if you do go in pixels blazing, the game does kind of quietly punish you for it. For example, if you decide to murder the cute dogs instead of petting them and sparing them, you'll run across their little dog friends immediately and ultimately miss out on the true pacifist ending with events including, but not limited to, lesser dog building sand dogs on the beach. Decades of video games may have taught us to fight for our lives, but Undertale seriously rewarded you if you didn't. Number 8, Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. Since we're on games that wanted you to play them completely differently than what players expected, let's talk about Sekiro: Shadows Die Twice. By Sekiro's release in 2019, we were pretty across what to expect from a From Software game. They'd be hard, beautiful, and require a certain way of engaging in combat, namely turtling around enemies and having a solid shield game. Well, 2 out of those 3 were true for Sekiro. But despite its visual similarities and fearsome bosses, Sekiro called for an entirely different approach to combat. If you try and enter combat in the same way you would a Souls game, you're in for a bad time. In Sekiro, it's essential that you master your one weapon, the katana, and there's no stamina bar to account for. Your dodge is also short, and subsequently your invulnerability period fairly insignificant, so you're better off trying to break your opponent's posture meter by using deflection properly. You either already know how to fight in Sekiro or need a whole other list article for it. But suffice it to say, unaware Soulsborne players were put super off balance when they first tried out Sekiro. Number 7, Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic 2. This one isn't an example of a game that plays completely differently to how you'd expect, as it's pretty similar to KOTOR the first, but it does have a pretty crazy final turn. Spoiler alert if you haven't played this excellent RPG from 17 years ago. At the start of the game, you're awoken in a Colto tank by the voice of Kreia, a force-sensitive old lady in a brown robe who kind of hates everything, everyone, and everything you do if it plays into a significantly light side extreme. Though she's something of an enigma, she's also a really handy ally, and soon becomes a part of your team, and an excellent one at that. The Force Bond ability she enables can give you stacks of handy buffs, you get an XP bonus for having her in your party, and her grey alignment means she can use both light and dark side powers without penalty. Great, right? Yep. So you have her tag along, build influence with her, listen to her true neutral rants, level her up, right up until you realize there's plenty more to Kreia than meets the eye. She's actually Darth Treya, a former Sith Lord and the game's final boss. She's also pretty bloody hard to fight, as she's just as tough as you. And you'd know that because you've spent almost the whole game watching her fight for the good guys. Even to the end of the narrative, Kreia proves to be your mentor, but it's certainly a turn that uses your expectations and presumed allegiances against you. Number 6, The Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild. Sometimes games use everything you've learned against you via far more straightforward methods, like just removing all of your equipment and forcing you to go without. That's what happens in Breath of the Wild when you rock up for the Eventide Island trial. You're tasked with finding and delivering 3 ancient orbs onto 3 platforms scattered around the island. The catch being, everything in your inventory, including armor, weapons, and food, but excepting runes, is taken from you. You'll need to be a bit clever about taking on the island's inhabitants in this state, including using the environment to your advantage. If you can meet the challenge head on though, this is a really fun trial to complete. Or you can cheat and drop some choice weapons and armor on the outskirts of the island before beginning the trial. I won't tell anyone. Number 5, Echo. There's plenty of ways for games to turn on you all of a sudden, and Echo is pretty smart about it. This 2017 stealth game keeps you on your toes the entire time, as one of its primary features is its adaptive AI function. The game takes place within a palace populated by copies of the protagonist N called Echoes. The palace cycles every 5 minutes, during which it logs your actions, which are then taught to the echoes of the next cycle. As a result, every cycle, your own actions and strategies are used against you. Comparatively, if you don't act in certain ways, like drawing your gun or vaulting, Echoes will forget how to do these things and can't use those actions against you in the next cycle. It's a super clever little mechanic that forces you to think ahead and consistently adapt your combat methodologies and tactics. Number 4, The Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time. Yep, Zelda's back again, but for a completely different reason this time. In a very explicit example of using what you've learned against you, Ocarina of Time features an opponent that's probably incredibly familiar. That's because it's you! Dark Link is a sub-boss you encounter in the Water Temple, which looks like a creepy version of you. He reacts to your movements and attacks and has the same amount of heart containers you do, so you might be regretting being a completionist on getting as many heart pieces as you can by this point. Dark Link begins the fight almost entirely transparent, but becomes more opaque as you fight him. Unlucky for you, once he's opaque, he'll get aggressive, and you'll recognize a lot of his moves because they're your moves. He'll mirror you a lot, but you can use items like the Megaton Hammer or Din's Fire to do a substantial amount of damage to your not-so-nice doppelganger. Number 3, A Plague Tale: Innocence. A Plague Tale is an excellent sleeper hit from 2019. You're cast in the shoes of Amicia Derune in 1300s plague-ridden France, trying to protect your little brother Hugo. The headline here is that rats are bad. Really bad. Fire keeps them away, but if that's not there to help you out, they'll eat anything in their path, friend and foe alike. This is a lesson you learn very early on, and though you need to skirt the rats yourself, you can use them against your foes by shooting out lanterns and the like. That being said, further into the game, you have to unlearn this hard-earned lesson where you've been scared of rats for almost the entire game. Now, I'm gonna spoil some things here, and I really want you to play this game, so tune out for the next minute or so if you don't want to know what happens, okay? Cool. You see, they figure out that Hugo can control the rats. Okay, so now rats are good. We like the rats. No problem. It's a real adjustment to turn the primary enemies into the game into your primary allies, and it really spins the mechanics on their head. Now you'll be approaching every encounter differently. Then enter the final act. Now the rats are bad again, but only some rats. You see, it turns out Hugo can control most of the rats, but not the special white rats controlled by the big bad Grand Inquisitor. So there's some finagling to mush your good rats into the bad rats to ultimately take him out. It's a good battle and a great game, but it sure does keep you on your toes swapping around allegiances and making you reassess what lessons you've learned. Number 2, Metal Gear 5, The Phantom Pain. Not satisfied with just replicating a confusing relationship to rodents, Metal Gear 5 has an entire system working against you. Similarly to Echo, the revenge system is a mechanic that changes enemy behavior based on your chosen methods when infiltrating outposts. This comes into play in a variety of ways. The difficulty is increased by adding better gear to a percentage of the AI foes. For example, if you tend to infiltrate at night, you'll find your foes granted with night vision goggles. Players who go in and execute a ton of headshots will discover a selection of soldiers now wearing helmets to protect their squishy brain bits. Much like in Echo, if you don't do anything that increases certain revenge system levels, you can bring them back down again. But the mechanic is quite nuanced, with a variety of responses that cause enemy retaliation to all sorts of player strategies. It's a clever system that challenges you to try different infiltration tactics instead of defaulting to your favorites. Number 1, Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons. Okay, I'm ringing my spoiler bell again because I really love this game and want you to play it, and I do not want to spoil it for you. So if you haven't seen it, don't worry, this is the last entry. You can just head on out and I'll see you next time. Brothers: A Tale of Two Sons is the first game from Joseph F. the Oscars Fares. It's a fantastic game with a curious control system. You play as two brothers, but it's not a co-op game. Each brother is controlled by one thumbstick, the controller split between the two protagonists. It sounds clunky, but it actually works quite well, and you get into the rhythm of controlling the boys through their journey to find a cure for their father's illness. One of the pivotal things in the game is the little brother's inability to swim. When approaching water, it's up to the older brother to help him across. Toward the end of the game, tragedy befalls the older brother, and the little brother has to push on without him to return the cure to his father. It's absolutely gut-wrenching, but made all the more so when you reach water. If you're not already crying, you will be when you realize the solution to this final hurdle as the sole brother is to use the dead brother's side of the controller to have his spirit encourage his little brother across. After that, every familiar puzzle on the way back home that you've previously solved as the older brother, you now solve as the younger brother, with the spirit of the older brother behind you. It's absolutely freaking heartbreaking, but it's an extremely powerful use of a game using what you've learned against you in a wildly clever narrative and mechanical way.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.